What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On today's edition of You and the Law, we look at how to legally obtain a divorce where children are involved. Stay with us to find out more. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. Joseph helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and Joseph has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and Joseph built my new classroom.
For 20 years, Joseph, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The Matrimonial Causes Act is the legislation that speaks to marriages in Jamaica and outlines the process for obtaining a divorce. The process involves the separation of the spouses, getting an attorney, filing a petition for the divorce or dissolution of the marriage, applying for a decree nisi, and applying for a decree absolute. Upon approval of the decree absolute, the marriage is considered to be dissolved. In filing the petition for the divorce, once a child or children are involved, the following information will be required: the name of the child or children, their ages, dates of birth, and the arrangements for their care, maintenance, and support, including their education.
I must add, if there are any children, and those children are relevant, then you will be required to file an affidavit accompanying the petition. Mm-hmm. And that affidavit will outline the arrangements that are in place for those children.
Deputy Registrar of the Matrimonial Division of the Supreme Court, Norma Ferron. Ms. Ferron mentioned that the children of persons getting a divorce should be relevant. A relevant child in this instance means a child of both parties to the marriage in question, or a child of one party to the marriage who has been accepted as family by the other party. The child can also be adopted or a child from a void marriage. The respondent or the other marriage partner may file an answer or challenge the petition of the person who initiates the divorce. Ms. Ferron shares an example involving a child.
They may state in the affidavit that the respondent is providing $2,000 per week mm-hmm. for maintenance of the child mm-hmm. or $200,000, and you know that's not the case. Mm-hmm. Or they may need additional sums of money.
Ms. Ferron tells us what happens after the petition is challenged.
Once they have done so, then automatically the matter will be referred to case management for those issues to be dealt with.
This may lengthen the divorce process depending on whether the proceedings become contentious.
The court really will not grant a decree absolute unless the court is satisfied that satisfactory arrangements are in place for those children.
Deputy Registrar of the Matrimonial Division of the Supreme Court, Norma Ferron. An attorney can assist with drafting documents outlining the plans for the care, maintenance, and support of children if they were conceived in the marriage. Issues surrounding the custody of children can be addressed at the same time one files for a divorce. There are two legal jargons that were mentioned in this week's feature: decree nisi and decree absolute. Two very important legal documents in the divorce process. The decree nisi confirms that the court sees no reason why the couple cannot legally end their marriage, while the decree absolute declares the marriage completely null and void and grants permission to both parties to remarry if they so desire. For further information on the divorce process, contact the Supreme Court of Jamaica at 922-8300 or visit supremecourt.gov.jm. You may also send an email to info@supremecourt.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.